Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Monday, August 2nd, 2021. And boy, do we have some good stuff to talk about today, and that is Halo Infinite. That's right. We're going to get into the Halo Infinite tech preview. I got my hands on it this weekend, played a bunch of matches. But before we get into that, a little bit of housekeeping here as always. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Marturk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Now, I will say this. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Halo, obviously, here on the podcast. I've been talking over the last couple of months about how much Halo Master Chief Collection I've been playing. And I gotta say, man, like, as much as I've been playing that this weekend, I've also been playing a lot of Pokemon Unite. That's right. This game has completely just taken over so much of my gaming time. Like, it is so much fun. I actually got a bunch of emails, and I'm not even going to go through them all, from Justin Burke, who is a longtime listener of the show. Justin, thank you so much for all the emails this weekend. He's been kind of keeping me updated on a lot of what he's been doing in the game. And I mentioned, even a guy I work with has been playing. A lot of us over in the Discord, a bunch of the patrons have been playing the game. It is like the perfect MOBA niche type game to be playing. It is just such a joy to play. Guys, I even got to admit, I even bought the Battle Pass. I didn't think I was going to do it. And you know what? Like, kind of just going through, looking at what is there, you get a bunch of currency to kind of upgrade your items in the game, which the items can... The game's not pay to win. I don't think it really is. I mean, you can just play the game and never have to spend a dime, but like, it kind of just conveniently kind of gives you some access to some higher powered items in the game, and it's perfect. Honestly, like, the 10-minute time limit to me is everything. Like, all the other MOBAs that are out there, like even Wild Rift, which I love to death. I mean, you could end up sitting there 20, 30 minutes sometimes playing that game. The 10-minute time limit on the game, it's perfection. It is so much fun. And so between playing that and even finishing the first dungeon in Zelda Skyward Sword, which I finished earlier today, because again, just want to be playing on my Switch, I've been playing a ton of Halo Infinite, playing this initial tech preview that they put out there. Now, let's jump into it here. So a lot of people I know did have some issues kind of getting in. Halo Waypoint was kind of the way that they kind of brought people into the game. And I understand, like, a lot of people saying, like, oh, Halo Waypoint, such a terrible way to get in. They've been doing this all along. Halo Infinite just has been the biggest flight, quote-unquote flight, which is kind of their terms of, like, beta, alpha, whatever you want to call it. This is their way of getting people into the game. And so a lot of people, you know, that was kind of your way to get in there, kind of brought you over to the website to get you into either your Steam code to get into the game, or even if you're playing on Xbox. They had the Xbox Insider program, which hashtag pending was a thing that so many people saw, which is kind of your way to kind of log into the Xbox Insider program to download the actual file. But once everything got kind of addressed on, was it late Thursday? I think a lot of that was Friday. People were getting in and they release a set of bots into the game as well as one map. And then kind of as the weekend's gone on, they've increased the bot difficulty to ODST and even late last night up to Spartan difficulty, which I have yet to play yet. So I haven't played the Spartan level difficulty, but they put out three total maps. So we have three maps so far into this. And I gotta say, I'm playing on an Xbox Series X. Number one, the game just looks incredible. It runs super smooth once you're into a match. You know, the game kind of has like the pre-match, like, hey, here are your four guys you're going up against. Kind of shows you kind of like these animations, which you know are going to be kind of, once the game comes out, there's going to be like there are dances in Fortnite. There's kind of these introductions in Halo Infinite because it is a free-to-play game. So they got to monetize it somehow. The Battle Pass, they gave us enough currency to kind of put us into that Battle Pass to kind of see what that's going to be all about, kind of what those unlocks and challenges, and the daily challenges, there's weekly challenges, all kind of within there. But I think the big question everybody has is the gameplay itself. And I got to say, guys, this game, having played so much Halo Master Chief Collection, which I've talked about here on the show for the last, what, 3-4 months, how much Halo I've been playing, it is everything I wanted it to be. It's basically, and here's my best description, because it is a 3-4-3 Halo game. Like, I'm not going to say that it's not. Like, so many people, I see a lot of people out there saying, like, it's Halo 3 Revisited. It's not. It is not just straight up Halo 3. Halo 3 is so much slower paced. But what is Halo 3 in this is the idea that there is no armor abilities. So everything that was kind of introduced in Halo Reach is not in this game. All the quote-unquote armor abilities that you get are essentially items that you pick up on the map that the AI very openly lets you know is launching on the map. So everybody goes over and it becomes these team fights over these items within the map. And then you can use them whenever you want. So it's like you pick up the active camo or you pick up the overshield. It is a straight up ability that you can use whenever you want to use it. So it's not like before where you pick up the overshield and you immediately have it. It's like, you know what, I'm picking up the overshield now, but I'm not engaging with any enemies. I'm not going to use it yet. And you get to choose when to use it. There's the active camo. There's the overshield. There's the new grapple hook or grapple shot, I think they call it, which is awesome. So you're able to actually grab items. I mean, I at one point picked up the gravity hammer by shooting the gravity, the grapple shot at it and kind of pulling it towards myself. You can kind of grapple around the arena, kind of like you can in, let's say, a game like Titanfall. Just straight up, the way the game feels, I would say it's a mix of Halo 3 mixed with Halo 5, because it very much is a lot faster than Halo 3, but it is kind of on the level of Halo 5, but not to the extreme of, I don't know, it just has the Halo 5 mixed with Halo 3. It's more of a modernized Halo 3. Like, the game is fast-paced, feels very visceral. That was one of the things I always liked about Halo 5. A lot of people didn't like the way Halo 5 felt, but I did. I liked that you actually felt like a very physical, fast-paced Spartan. Like, you're supposed to be a super soldier. So the idea of having the ability to, throw a melee and just have it connect and see that body flying, or be able to sprint. Like, I've never not liked sprint in Halo games. A lot of people don't like it. I've never had a problem with it. This is, to me, kind of feels like a nice, happy medium. Everybody has it, but of course, you show yourself on the radar when you do that. But it's not overly fast. It almost, and I kind of hate to say this, but I've seen some other people kind of say it, so I'm going to kind of echo that. Almost feels like a Destiny multiplayer, but more balanced, where everybody starts with the same loadouts. You know, there is none of that, oh, I got this weapon from the raid, and so now I have it. No. Everybody's starting with the same set. You know when the power weapons are dropping. Your AI straight up tells you power weapons are on the map in 10 or whatever, you know, whatever it is that they say. It just feels good. Now, also, like, the big part of this test was the bots. The bots play awesome. I mean, we're playing now against ODST bots. Like I said, I haven't played against the Spartan bots yet. There's been a couple matches, depending on my teammates, where it's been, we're winning, you know, with 50 kills in these Team Slayer matches, but we're only winning by 10, 12. You know, we're not winning by, like, I had a couple matches day one where it was like 50-7. We were just crushing those kind of recruit bots. These ODST bots are a little bit better, so I just can't imagine what the Spartan bots are going to be like. And I will say, those ODST bots, man, I wish I could throw a grenade like they do, because they somehow have the ability to make sure wherever they're tossing their grenade, you're going to walk into it. Like, they're just ridiculous in that sense. So far, the three maps that they put into the tech preview are great. You know, they're not like the Halo 5, just very sanitary, clean, aesthetic maps. You know, they feel like kind of these lived-in areas. Like, Bazaar is one that they kind of introduced, I think, on Sunday morning. And, it felt like almost like a Call of Duty map in kind of the way that it played. Like, it just, in the way that it looked, actually looked like an area on, takes place at New Mombasa, which, of course, people know from Halo 2. Really felt like a lived-in, breathed-in location for Halo, which was something that Halo 5 kind of lacked. This game doesn't seem like it's going to lack that. The other two maps we got, one was kind of taking place on the Academy, which kind of felt like it would be like a training map, which was cool. And then the other one was, I think, Recharge, it was called, and it seemed to take place on almost a ODST, or not an ODST, a UNSC ship, like a facility, right? Kind of up in space, and it just played just awesome. So overall, like, Halo Infinite, so far, they're on the right track. I can't wait until we get like a true big team, or we're getting like vehicles introduced or some sort of objective modes. I believe late last night they allowed 4v4. I don't know if that actually released. I didn't get a chance to play it yet, but hopefully I will soon and get to actually play against real people. But just playing against the bots, I had a ton of fun. I mean, the game just played awesome, looked great, super smooth. And Halo Infinite now is, not that it wasn't before, but it is even more so my most anticipated game here of 2021. I can't wait for that game to release. It is just going to be so much fun. Not only just playing the campaign, but just the multiplayer is going to be a blast. And it's free to play, so everybody gets access to it. Whether you're playing on PC or whatever Xbox platform you're playing on, you are going to have access to that game. So it is just freaking great. Now, kind of a side note, one of the big news stories that broke here, and it's kind of deviating away from that, one of the big stories that broke here over the last couple days is that Horizon Forbidden West has been delayed until next year from Sony. So that kind of now means Sony doesn't really have a big first-party game coming out now. Does that matter? I mean, they just announced it's been the fastest-selling Sony platform ever, right? The biggest console launch, most console sales, whatever you want to say here with the PlayStation 5. So does it really matter? I mean, there's a lot of third-party games that are going to be coming out. People that have their PlayStation 5 are going to have more than enough to play. But in the same sense, on the Xbox, you have not only Halo Infinite, but you got a Forza game. You know, you even throw in there Psychonauts, The Ascent, which I haven't even played yet. Hopefully we'll get to that later on in the week, talk about here on the show. You know, they seem to have kind of a lot of exclusives here coming out with the Xbox and the Xbox Series X that Sony now doesn't have anymore with Horizon Forbidden West, which for me, hey, take all the time you need. I can wait until, you know, next year. I'm fine with that. I don't have a problem with that. Take all the time you need to make that game better compared to where it is. You know, kind of an interesting thing now. You know, does that matter? Personally, I don't think it does. I think Sony just has that brand. I think, you know, with games like Spider-Man, Ratchet and... Honestly, seriously, with Spider-Man and Ratchet and Clank, you can go right into this holiday season. If nobody has bought those games yet on their PS4 and they're ready to get a PS5, either one of those are going to fill that niche on top of all the other third-party games that are coming out. I think Sony's in a good spot. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, doom and gloom, they don't have the exclusives. I think they're going to be fine. But Microsoft is going to have that upper leg with Halo and Forza, and both of them being included on Game Pass. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, think about back to the days when you would buy a console and you kind of had that pack-in game. When you buy an Xbox now, you get however many days just included with for free with Game Pass. Think of all those games now that are pack-ins. I mean, that's bananas. I'm telling you right now, Halo Infinite is going to be huge. It is so much fun to play. So I urge you guys, try to get over on, you know, just if anything, sign up for a Halo Insider so you get access to this. I mean, you can play it on the PC. I don't think you can play it in the cloud, though. So you have to be able to download it on whatever platform you have. So I wish Halo or 343 would just kind of put out some sort of build of this game, just kind of build on top of that. I mean, obviously they're going to take the build we have now away, but I hope at some point come October, maybe beginning of November, just put out a multiplayer build and just let us go. Like, I'm ready to start jumping in and playing this game. It's great. I can't say enough about it. So much fun. So that's going to do it for me here today, guys. I just wanted to talk about some Halo Infinite, and we'll be talking over the next couple days about some other games I've been playing. I mean, Skyward Sword. Hopefully, I'll be getting into The Ascent here, and we have, of course, a bunch of just movie news, TV news, all that stuff to get into here over the next couple days. As always, don't forget you can email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Hit me on Twitter at Marturk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And until next time, guys, have a great rest of your day. And we'll catch you next time.